America's national parks are grappling with climate change and resulting extreme weather this year. In Denali, a landslide. In Sequoia, forest fires. And in Maine's Acadia National Park, a flash flood earlier this year has put a section of trail at risk of closing for good. Reporter Carly Peruccio has the story.
On June 9th, Gary Stubflug got an unusual radio call.
He said, "Hey, Gary, your bridge is washed downstream."
Stubflug is Acadia National Park's trail foreman. He and his team maintain Acadia's hiking trails. So Stubflug went to the site of the radio call.
The Maple Springs Trail, sections of it, were just gone.
That's where we're standing now.
Totally disappeared.
The Maple Spring Trail runs next to a stream in a narrow gorge, through forests that were indigenous Wapanaki hunting and gathering areas. On one end of this storm-battered section is a gravel carriage road. On the other end is a 1,000-foot mountain. And in between them is unrecognizable.
So that's quite a sizable chunk of granite that was knocked off its pedestal and landed on our bridge. And then there's a, 60-foot ash tree in front of us, and its roots are just torn out from underneath it.
The problem was that a lot of rain fell in a really short time. Park headquarters registered about 4 inches of rain overnight. Almost 1 inch fell in just 15 minutes from 3 a.m. to 3:15. In a press release, Acadia called this one of the most extreme weather events in its history. The intense rain damaged some other hiking trails and carriage roads, but Maple Spring is the only one that's still closed to the public. And Stubflug knows this trail well. He got his first job in Acadia in the 70s. Over the years, he and his trail crew have repaired century-old stone steps and a wooden footbridge that park visitors have used to walk through this gorge, along this stream. Beyond the obvious signs of storm damage, Stubflug can see where boulders had been but are gone now. He notices where granite stones aren't hunter green anymore, they're pink because the rain scoured the moss away.
It's a piece of like 45 years of my life is just gone.
The extent of the damage leaves Acadia with a difficult decision. Restoring the trail with brand new stepping stones and stone walls could cost over $1 million, only for another extreme rainstorm to come along.
Our rain events are higher volumes of water in shorter periods of time. This is not a one-off anymore.
That's Keith Johnston, the head of Acadia's maintenance division.
Put it back and lose it again in a few years. That's hard to justify the expense.
Acadia has other options, like repairing some parts of the trail, or even opening it up as is. They could move the trail out of the gorge onto a hillside where there's less risk of flooding. They're even considering closing it forever and deleting it from trail maps. Acadia National Park isn't alone in having to make hard decisions and accept hard losses. Maple Spring is a half-mile trail in a park system of over 85 million acres.
No, it's not the Library of Alexandria. But
even if his team rebuilds it, Gary Stubflug says it won't be the same. For NPR News, I'm Carly Peruccio in Maine.